Hello? Hello? Is anyone there? I know you're there, lurking in my father's stables. I heard you, Prowler, horse thief. Show yourself. You may think you can hide in the shadows when there's only a single torch flickering in the stable. But I have elven eyes. I will find you. Show yourself now, and I might extend to you the mercy of an elf lord's daughter. Come out. I am not going to let you thieve my father's finest mares. Come out, come out, come out. Seriously, come out, villain. Do not leave an elf maiden waiting. This table is sweltering hot, and standing barefoot in my nightgown on the straw in this heat will do unfetching things to my hair. Where are you? Tried to sneak up behind me, did you? A masked rogue with a rapier and a black cloak? Stay back. Who are you? Well, I can tell by your accent and your brutal musculature and your complete lack of manners, sneaking so furtively behind me, that you're human. Are you a runaway slave, then? No? Oh, is that so? A rebel, here to collect horses for the human resistance? Your resistance is foolish, mortal man. Everyone knows human primitives can't be permitted to govern themselves. They need elven wisdom to guide them. Wise elf lords like my father. How dare you come here to his manor to steal his mares? I suppose you were going to grab my own young filly, too? Poor sweet Eliandra? I said stay back. You didn't think I'd be armed, did you? Well, I am. 3 feet of elven steel, one of my father's finest fencing blades, and I know how to use it. I have been trained to handle a man's sword. Yes, this nightgown isn't exactly armor, but that won't matter. It isn't like your blade will get anywhere near my breast. On guard, foolish human. Oh, you're good. You're actually really good. How did a human get so good? I had the finest trainers in Elvendom. Who trained you, you rogue? Who are you beneath that mask? No matter. I will save my father's horses. You animal! You cut through the strap at my left shoulder. Are you trying to get a look at my elven tits? And the other strap. Well, I can fight with one hand and hold up my nightgown with the other. Even if you did get a look at my breasts, it would be the last sight you ever see, you daring beast. You are very dashing. I'll give you that. And I admit, it is harder to handle swordplay and keeping my tits covered at the same time. That was your dastardly plan, wasn't it? Exploiting my modesty as a weakness? What? No, it doesn't excite me. My cheeks are flushed from the exertion. That's it. The exertion. Oh, I dance well? You think so? But I'd dance more prettily naked? Well, no doubt. But unless you cut this skirt off me too, There's little chance of your seeing that. And let's face it, you have as little chance of cutting away my skirt as you have of kissing me. I'm sure you do appreciate a challenge, but you should keep your mind on your swordplay, mortal villain, and not on my tits and thighs. And I can't quite get my sword free. You're very close. So close, I can smell you, human. Such a masculine musk. How dare you kiss me? Arrogant mortal. How dare you lay hands on a young, elegant elven beauty? How dare you? You may have me all but naked, but I am still armed, you villain. You did well distracting me with that very, very swoon-worthy kiss. I should have pulled free of your grasp immediately and cut out your heart. I will do that yet. Now, defend yourself. You slashed open the thigh of my skirt. Well, you seem more interested in stealing my clothes than stealing my father's horses. You realize the guards have probably heard our swordplay by now, that they're probably on their way to take you as we speak. Why are you laughing? You've done something about the guards already? It's just you and me here, and my father asleep in the heart of his manor. Well, the maid might hear you anyway. What do you mean? You'd better wrap this up then and stop toying with me. Toying with me? I'm the best sword maiden from here to the mountains, and... My blade! Oh! Your sword tip beneath my chin. I hope you'll be merciful, human scoundrel. Lift my hands? All right. There. You can see my breasts. Do you like them? They're elven breasts, full and voluptuous. I don't suppose you get to see elven breasts often. Do you like my elven breasts? If they ever fill with milk, they'll be too heavy for me to walk. No, my nipples aren't swollen and tight because of you. I'm not excited. Not at all. It's the cold. All right, yes, it is sweltering in here. Yes. My nipples are hard. I don't think my nipples have ever been this hard. Well, at least you've left me the dignity of my skirt. Oh. Well, there's still this little satin thing to cover my soft elven flower. You haven't taken that, at least. Though you have me almost naked in the torchlight. How you look at me. Watching the fires glow on my skin. If you let me go, I promise not to scream or bring anyone for 5 minutes. That will be time enough for you to saddle a horse and ride. I owe you that, at least, for the thrill of that fight, the best I've ever had, and for your victory. What do you think, my masked conqueror? Will you take what you want and go? You will. You will take what you want. My wrists. What? No. Well, you've tied me then. my wrists bound in your sword belt, your muscled arms around me, my breasts pressed captive to your chest, to your hard, masculine chest. You have my beautiful elven hair disheveled, and I'm nearly naked, and yes, a little flushed. You've tied me. I can't believe you've tied me so tightly. What do you intend to do with me, mortal, now that you've bound me? Am I your captive? Will you hold me for ransom? Are you going to throw me over the saddle of one of my father's horses and ride away with me? Are you going to take me from my father's house? No? You can have everything you want from me. Right here in my father's stable? In the straw? Whatever do you mean, you rogue? I didn't know humans could kiss like that. Or that you could manhandle me so. What are you going to do with me now, my masked captor? I taunted you? Oh, I suppose I did. And you're going to show me what happens to maidens who taunt you? Why have you thrown me over this saddle? On my belly? Why? You villain, let me go. I'm an elf maiden, virginal and pure. Not a saddle blanket. Let me up. Anyway, you have to put this saddle on a horse first, if you're to abduct me and ride away into the sunset with me. It's no good throwing me over a saddle in the straw. Why have you ripped away my undergarment? Bearing my rear? Why, human? What are you going to do? What are you doing? Stop, villain, stop. Keep your filthy human hand off my bottom, you fiend. What do you mean my ass is red? What have you done to me, you scoundrel? How dare you? Is this how mortal men treat their women? Do you throw your woman across a saddle and spank her until she is wet and juicy and the saddle beneath her is soaked with her honey? Is that what you do? Well, that may work on your sluttish human girls, but I am not going to break at a few smacks across my bottom. I am an elf girl, proud and regal and untouchable as the dawn, and... Your fingers, you slid your fingers into me. How could you? Your fingers are doing things in me, you fiend. Your other hand gripping my tit. What are you doing to your bound elf girl? What are you doing to me? To my body? I am so sensitive. I never knew I'd be so... I'll let go of my nipple right now. Right now. No. My nipple is not a toy, human beast. All right. You can keep doing that, but your fingers down there. Your fingers down there. The way you curl them inside me like that. How many fingers is that? You have to. Oh, human, you have to stop. I can't. Please, you have to stop. I can't. What is happening? Merciless. Just fucking me with your fingers. Like that. After throwing me bound over the saddle. I can't believe you did that. Wait, human. You can't be serious, human. That cock is so big and my mouth is so small. I just couldn't. Yes, I know I did say I could handle a man's sword, but not that kind of sword. My mouth is not a sheath for your sword. Though your sword is very, well, it's a very good sword. What do you mean? I'm probably too delicate to take it all. I am an elf maiden. I can take anything the world might throw at me. I can... When you press your wild cock into my throat like that, and press my nose against your groin and my chin against your balls, I can't breathe. I can't think. It's like the only thing that exists in this entire manor is your cock. Your wild cock in my throat. In my mouth. Why did you make me stop? Why are you holding your cock just barely against my lips? Teasing me, tormenting me. Is that what you want, you wild beast? You want me to just lick? and kiss. The very tip of your cock. You want me to wet your blade? I can do that. You are very good with your sword. Ow. How is this cock so hard? And you're caressing my sleek, pointed elven ears. You undo me, mortal. You realize every moment you indulge yourself in my soft elven mouth is a moment that brings you closer to being found out and captured by my father. Is my soft elven body worth the risk? What? You are such a brute, thrusting me to my back in the straw like some human hussy, looming over me, forcing my legs open. Human, you can't mean to do this. You can't actually intend to deflower me. I am an elven virgin and the lady daughter of a high house. You can't. I know you've defeated me in battle. You were so vigorous. And in your brutish human way, you probably think me your conquest, spoils of your victory, to be enjoyed at your will. And I know my warm elven honey is dripping between my thighs, probably exciting you beyond bearing. But you just can't. You can't. I've never... Oh, how are you so strong? You're on top of me and your cock. Your tremendous human cock. Your cock, it's right there. Are you going to be gentle with me, you masked rogue? Or are you going to ravish me? Oh, that's really, really thick. Oh my god. Oh my god. You're rutting in me like some carnal beast. Making me squeal like an animal. How could you do this to me? You rogue. Oh, no, you dare stop. Don't you dare stop. Don't even tease me like that. You villain. You won me with your blade. You stripped me, fondled me, made me surrender to your fingers and your wild cock. So take what's yours. And don't you dare stop until you have sated your vile lusts on my young flesh. You said I taunted you. Well, show me what happens to virginal elf maidens who think they can face you. Do it to me, rogue. Plunder me. Ravish me. Ravage me. Oh, you're so deep. You're so deep. You're so deep. I never dared dream. Oh, you piece Ride me, ride me, ride me like a mare. Ride me like a wild filly on the prairie. Oh, you wanted a stolen ride tonight? I'll give you a ride, you handsome rogue. Ride me, I command it. Ride me, ride me, ride me, ride me, ride me. Oh, ride me, oh my God. Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! You made me surrender. You made me surrender. Such delicious surrender. You made me. You made me. You made me come. Are you going to? Oh God, you are going to come. I feel it. I feel it. Oh, come in me. Come in me. Come in me. Inside me. My thighs are shaking. I'm so full. Kiss me, rogue. Oh, you plundered me, you rogue. I can't believe your seed is in me. You poured it inside me. What if I have a little half-elf? You... What you've done to me, you magnificent beast. I don't even know your name. You're still inside me. I'm tied up and naked and sweaty and filled with your brutal human seed. What is going to become of me? What are you going to do with me now? Kissing my elven ears. That's what you're going to do. Okay. Oh, I like that. I really like that. And my breasts. Yes, yes, you can kiss my breasts. You've claimed my elven tits for your pleasure, haven't you, mortal? You've claimed all of me. You know, I'm almost glad you outfenced me, mortal. But here, kiss my mouth. Kiss my mouth, my dashing rogue. I want to taste your mouth again. Kiss my mouth. My father. Oh, no. Oh, hurry, rogue. If you wish to live, take your blade. Take my blade. Take my filly and ride. Eliandra, she's the blue roan. Fastest in the stable. Hurry, my conqueror. Hurry. You don't have time to steal another kiss. You don't. Father! Father! Help! A rogue has tied me up and stripped me naked. Father, save me! Oh, I was so frightened. Thank you for the cloak, Father. Who? It was a rogue. A vigorous and daring rogue. So vigorous. And so daring. No, no, of course he didn't touch me. You came just in time. Another moment, and he would have stolen more from me than just my beautiful horse. Oh, Father, he took my filly. But yours are all still here. There's no need to pursue or to risk your men, Father. He didn't take anything of value to you, truly. Though he was about to. Please, Father, your men should stay here to protect me. He was a human rogue. There's no telling what such a savage might do next. Thank you for saving me, Father. I should go to my bed. To my bedchamber. Yes, yes, I must rest. I'm really quite flustered. Frightened. I meant frightened, not flustered. Why would I be flustered? Silly me. Oh, yes, Father, yes, I'm quite terrified. Really quite alarmed and shaken. That masked mercenary, whoever he was, he might come back to steal more horses, or to steal me. Why, he might climb the walls of the manor again this very night and slip through my window. He might cover my mouth with his hand and try to ravish me in the dark before stealing me away. To take me from my bed and from my father's protection and ride out with me bound over his saddle. Miles and miles over the wild moor. To be taken somewhere far from help. Out there in the wild. Helpless. Beneath his wild hands and his wild kisses. What? Double your guards? I'm moved by your concern, Father, but that probably isn't necessary. Certainly isn't. Remember the enchanted lock my nanny put on the window when I was a little girl? It's still there. All I need to do is say the spell and lock the window. Really, he'd never get in. Not if I just make sure not to fall asleep before locking it. I'm sure I can remember that. I'll be quite safe, Father. But I'll retreat to my room now and compose myself. Yes, I really think I had better go lie down and get a hold of myself. Take myself in hand and recover my elven dignity. Yes. Yes, I think I really must. Mm-hmm.